is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former First Lady Michelle Obama on stage at the Democratic National Convention last night saying Kamala Harris understands average Americans better than her November opponent.
His limited, narrow view of the world made him feel threatened by the existence of two hardworking, highly educated, successful people who happen to be black. I want to know, who's going to tell him that the job he's currently seeking might just be one of those black jobs?
Her husband also spoke at the convention. Tonight, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will accept the nomination. Donald Trump will hold his first outdoor rally since the attempted assassination. He will be in North Carolina behind bulletproof glass. Back home, Secretary of State Antony Blinken leaving the Middle East without a signed ceasefire agreement. More than 40 Ukrainian drones shot down over Moscow last night. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell, the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris's rally in battleground Wisconsin last night virtually doubled the DNC for a few hours. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
An energized crowd of 15,000 that stood in line for hours greeted the top of the Democratic ticket at the Fiserv Forum.
Let us fight for the ideals we hold dear, and let us always remember when we fight, we win.
Harris thanked the crowd for making her the nominee. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Harley Davidson says this week it's ending its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. The Human Rights Campaign says the decision shows Harley doesn't care about equality in the workplace. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLCX 1490 The Eagle, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Next month, the city of La Crosse will discuss a PFAS contamination settlement during a special city council meeting. Residents of French Island and the town of Campbell filed a class action lawsuit against the city and several manufacturers over drinking water contamination. According to the agenda for the special meeting, the council will discuss and possibly take action on the lawsuit. Hundreds of residents in the town of Campbell are being provided bottled water for drinking due to PFAS contamination in water wells. It's back to school shopping time, but in Wisconsin, that includes teachers footing the bill for stocking their classrooms. A Wisconsin Education Association Council survey found roughly half of teachers are spending their own money on school supplies, with most of that coming out of teachers' personal bank accounts. Nearly a quarter of all teachers are spending over $500 on school supplies each year, according to the survey. Over two-thirds of schools have had declining enrollment, leading to less funding for schools in the past 2 years, according to the DPI. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Packers prepare for the Ravens. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers' final week of training camp ends with a joint practice session against the Ravens this Thursday, and then their final preseason game Saturday at noon. Does the team need to bounce back after their struggles in Denver? Wide receiver Jaden Reed.
Knowing that that was a top defense in the league last year, you know, just really seeing how we match up and just executing well and, you know, just giving all the effort we got no matter what. So that's our mindset and goal.
In golf, the Wisconsin State Open continues today in Minocqua. Round two ending in a three-way tie. Max Lyons, Adam Miller, Sam Weatherhead atop the leaderboard. Baseball, the Brewers won their sixth in a row last night with a 3-2 win over the Cards in St. Louis. Frankie Montas allowing only one hit in seven innings, but the unsung hero was catcher William Contreras. Pat Murphy.
William, you got to give William a lot of credit. He had a great game tonight. Both sides of the ball, he was great. He really got Frankie going too. I thought he called a great game.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get into the upper 70s for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear into the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, close to 80 for a high. And we're going to keep going with highs climbing back into the upper 80s, maybe even near 90 by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. T. Schwaba.
The Next Nightlight is only available to stream on Facebook, X, and YouTube. But that won't stop us. Comedian and TV host Mike Toomey joins the show and Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call or text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is Wednesday. That means Dr. Laura Hanks will be here at 11:33 for the public cervix announcement. If you have any medical question, it doesn't have to be an OBGYN-related question. If you have a health-related question you would like to pose to Dr. Hanks, you can email that to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Dr. Laura Hanks coming up at 11:33. You're going to start, though, another night. Two conventions essentially going on at the same time.
Yeah.
One in Chicago and one in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. If you watched the convention, I would love to hear from you and get your takeaways. 855-752-4842. I watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever watched a roll call. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
And so energizing and so positive. That's going to be tough to beat in 4 years.
Oh, they'll have like holograms doing it, and
I don't know. They're going to have to.
Yeah, I mean that's just like it took them till this long to do that. You would think about it like what do they really do? Is they played some great music?
Yeah, great music that was all state related.
State related, except I don't understand Jump Around for Wisconsin. It's not state related. Like I like my opinions on choosing Jump Around for Wisconsin, but I don't understand why it's state related.
You will have to ask the DNC about that.
Great.
Call them directly.
Submitted many letters. But yeah, it just makes total sense. Music, lights, fun, a beat, Little John. Come on.
It was really something. We're going to talk more about the recall in just a little bit, but let's listen to some of the clips from some of the speakers last night. And again, Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz were in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum while the actual DNC was going on in Chicago with Michelle Obama, former President Barack Obama. Such great speeches.
And two events, 30,000 people.
That might annoy someone who's concerned about, I don't know, it's crowd size comes up.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
He has the most people.
All the most people. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Good morning, Troy. Thank you so much for joining us. Did you watch last night?
Oh my God. I was in Milwaukee last night at the rally.
How was it?
It was just incredible. I've been to NFC championships. I went to the World Series in 82. I've been to NBA conference finals. This match or beat all of them. We couldn't hear the good part of Tony's speech because we were yelling so loud.
Well, We're going to play Tony's casting of the delegates. It was not exactly smooth, but we don't care. We love God. We love our Oplander.
We're jazzed as hell for the guy.
That's right. We are jazzed as hell. What was the energy like in the room, Tony? What were you seeing among the crowd?
You know, Joyful Warriors sums it up. I mean, we were all so happy. If somebody got in your way, you were just like, oh, whatever, go ahead. And, you know, I met so many people, and we were just talking and laughing, and oh, my God. And when they came out, you know, when Tim Walz came out, the place just exploded. And when Kamala came out, the place just exploded. I couldn't believe it. It was awesome.
Well, and I think, too, from watching it and from what I saw both in Chicago and in Milwaukee with that huge crowd at Fiserv, was all kinds of people. And, I mean, age ranges and ethnicities, right, Tony? Or Troy? And it just looks like America.
It was. It was. There were young and old. There were 18, I'm 57, there were 18, 19-year-olds in front of me and next to me. There was older than me, around me, white, black. We had four African-American women sitting right next to us. It was incredible. I just, the diversity of the crowd, the by age and race, and the energy. I can't speak enough of the energy.
Would you say there was a certain joy in the room?
Oh, my God. We were so happy. Like I said, I haven't been to a political thing since Gerald Ford came through Fond du Lac.
What a barn burner.
And yeah, I know. And I just can't believe when we got the tickets, I told my wife, we have to go.
That's so great, Troy.
The line, even the people in the line, you know, waiting to get in,
yeah.
They were just, you know, hey, whatever. It was just a party. It was amazing. I loved it.
That's so cool. Love Troy, it. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. If you were there like Troy, we'd love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream.
I have been informed by various people within and outside of the civic media universe that Jump Around is what the UW Madison with the Badgers play before the fourth quarter. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, I'm shocked you didn't know that, Greg. When you were saying that, I thought you were alluding to that it was a specifically UW Madison tradition and therefore not for the whole state. So that's what I thought you meant. I didn't realize you didn't know.
I had no idea. I've never watched the Badgers. I don't watch football and I don't watch college sports. I didn't know. So that's the thing is it. I mean, I don't want to say it's niche or insular, but like I didn't know, and I asked I didn't know why, and I'm literally getting it. I'm getting all caps answers from people. So slow your roll. I just asked a question.
I am really kind of surprised by that because with my extensive sports ball knowledge, I even knew that they played Jump Around at the Badgers games. But I thought you were upset because the song was not from a Wisconsin artist.
I mean, that would have been nice. A little Steve Miller, Les Paul, you throw in. I mean, who else is from here? Lots of great people are here. And I mean, my point is, now I know. I knew, I've heard the song played at sporting events. It's just, I didn't know it was a tradition. So,
if you'd like to dump on Greg, 855.
You want me here? I'll talk about BLTs as well from yesterday. We'll bring that conversation back. And I'll just be the whipping post.
Oh, that is that we got it. And we'll get around to that next hour. We'll talk the great BLT controversy
of 2024.
Of 2024. Article in the Cap Times, kind of going back to what Troy was just saying about the different crowds and the different kinds of people. Article in the Cap Times, a line of hopeful rally goers stretched down the street from the Bucks Arena less than an hour before the event began. Inside, a DJ played hit songs. Mm. People were dancing along to newly crowned pop icon Chappell Roan. Yeah, her.
That's okay. I referred to it as Chappell Roan the other day, and I got as corrected as I just got about the Badgers.
How do you do, fellow kids? Chappell Roan's Hot to Go, which is the new hot song, apparently, where a lot of young Democrats could be seen teaching older members of the audience how to take part in the choreographed dance that is sweeping the country. I love that.
Yeah. I love it. That's amazing.
Yeah. Chapel Roan is, she's a great artist. She is a lesbian icon. She's very representative of that community. Hot to Go, she always plays it at her concerts, and she slows it way down and takes the music away and teaches the audience the dance before the song every time. It's a really infectious song, and it's cool that everyone was doing the
dance.
We're
going to have to bump back with that when we come back.
Got a text from Matt in Germantown saying the rally was amazing, and sent a picture of him at the rally itself wearing a camouflage Harris Walls hat, which I want one.
That's awesome, Matt. Thank you for sharing that with us. We would love to see your pictures. If you have pictures from last night, you can text those in too.
Yes, please.
At 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream. Again, Matt from Germantown says the rally was amazing and sent us a great picture. Boy, you were close to the stage.
Yeah,
too.
It was.
Very,
yeah.
Very cool.
And I guess they also played Jump Around at the graduation at Camp Randall. That's great. All right.
That's going to follow you for a long time.
I don't even care. I don't care.
We're going to play a couple of clips, and then we'll get to Michelle Obama and Barack Obama, who really completed the night. But we'll start first with Steph Grisham, Calvin. That's clip number 4. Steph Grisham worked within the Trump administration, and she came out last night, I think to the surprise of the crowd. Here's what she had to say.
I wasn't just a Trump supporter. I was a true believer. I was one of his closest advisors. I saw him when the cameras were off. Behind closed doors, Trump mocks his supporters. He calls them basement dwellers. On a hospital visit one time when people were dying in the ICU, he was mad that the cameras were not watching him. He has no empathy, no morals, and no fidelity to the truth. He used to tell me, "It doesn't matter what you say, Stephanie. Say it enough and people will believe you." When I was press secretary, I got skewered for never holding a White House briefing. It's because, unlike my boss, I never wanted to stand at that podium and lie. Now here I am, behind a podium, advocating for a Democrat. And that's because I love my country more than my party. Kamala Harris tells the truth. She respects the American people, and she has my vote.
I thought that was a really powerful moment.
Yeah.
And I thought it took a lot of courage on her part to come out to a crowd that could have been hostile to her, and they weren't. And that made me so happy, because we need everybody.
This is very much a new version of what happened in 2008. You saw a lot of Republicans coming out for Barack Obama because they didn't want to see the policies of George W. Bush played out in John McCain's administration, which we were seeing. And to see these individuals come forward and say, country before party, the people before anything, this is who I endorse.
We are celebrating this morning. You can join us if you watched the event last night, the DNC. You were there at Fiserv Forum. We would love to hear from you. 855-752-4842. This is Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I want to talk today to the folks who are trying to decide between funding their retirement or funding their kids' future education. Because for a lot of us, this is an either-or choice. And I'm here to tell you, or just to give you permission, to fund your retirement before a 529 or another school-specific savings plan. Why? Well, your kids can borrow money for their education, and they might get scholarships or grants to help them pay for it. But there aren't loans to help you pay for retirement. And while Social Security will be there to support you, most of us want or need to live on a little more than what Social Security provides. And if you don't save for retirement, your kids could ultimately end up on the hook paying for your care. Taking care of you is also taking care of them. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back, fellow kids, to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, resident young person Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. If you were at Fiserv Forum last night when Vice President Harris and Governor Tim Walz were there, or if you were in Chicago at the DNC, they were both going at the same time. Big party, 30,000 people, 15 each in both locations. We'd love to see your pictures. We have all kinds of pictures coming in on the text line. We would love to check them out if you would like to join us. I did want to share something that Sue from Franklin pointed out related to Stephanie Grisham. She also said in her little speech last night that she texted Melania Trump on January 6th asking if they could send, at least help people be peaceful. You have the right to protest, but be peaceful.
Yep.
And Melania texted back with one word and said no. And Stephanie said after January 6th, she was the first higher level staffer to quit.
I mean, that is, we say things like, oh man, what about Melania? I don't think Melania is much better than her than him. And not to go too deep into it, but there have been accounts of how their child is being raised and it's not good. And I think having those two people as parents are not helpful.
Well, where has she been? I mean, good heavens, the man's been on the campaign trail. She's nowhere to be seen. She came out at the RNC and waved and went away. She didn't even speak.
Did you see the handshake? Like when she came out and they like, she said something and then he and her just shook hands. It's very interesting.
I'm sure.
Okay, let's stop doing that. Okay, we're not Inside Edition.
I mean, I think from our outside perspective, I think it's just been evident even from 8 years ago that she just doesn't particularly care. Like, it doesn't matter to her whether he wins or loses or what policies he has or any. She doesn't care.
I really don't care. Do you? That famous coat that she wore.
And that's the thing is, I don't think she does care, honestly. Yeah, that's another conversation for that. Let's talk about joy. Let's have fun.
Let's have fun. Tom from LA is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jane. First off, I am a joyful, and I'm going to put the stress on democracy warrior because of the difference between Project 2025 versus the policies of the Democratic Party. And we want a democracy. We do not want an authoritarian dictatorship. And I thought the best speeches last night were the one that first that you've already played. And then second was Bernie Sanders. And third was Michelle Obama. I thought they were all very, very good. I think we have to realize that these people in power, I would love to be able to compromise with anybody. I would love to compromise without compromising my values, like Tim Walz says. I would love to be able to compromise, but I don't think they come to the discussion with a truthful heart. I think we need to get money out of politics completely, like Bernie said, from the get-go there. And I just wanted to give my 2 cents, but I really think they should talk a little bit more about Project 2025 again last night. I know you do every day, and that's why I listen to you, because you guys are incredible.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Tom. We really appreciate that.
They did talk about it last night. And I think they need to, like, I don't think they should be talking about it every single night just because it can get.
Well, you got
to
switch things up. You got to
switch things up. There's different themes for every night.
Right.
And
right. We will be talking more, Tom. Don't worry. We're not done with Project 2025 by any stretch of the imagination. I think we have time to play one more clip, Calvin, before we go to the news. Anna Navarro, I thought was also very powerful. We could just play clips all morning because there were so many good speeches. Let's play this clip from Anna Navarro. She's on The View.
let's be serious. Donald Trump and his minions call Kamala a communist. I know communism. I fled communism from Nicaragua when I was 8 years old. I don't take it lightly. And let me tell you what communist dictators do. And it's never just for one day. They attack the free press. They call them the enemy of the people, like Ortega does in Nicaragua. They put their unqualified relatives in cushy government jobs so they can get rich of their positions, like the Castros do in Cuba. And they refuse to accept legitimate elections when they lose and call for violence to stay in power, like Maduro is doing right now in Venezuela. Now, you tell me something. Do any of those things sound familiar? Is there anybody running for president who reminds you of that?
Wait, don't tell me. Let me, putting unqualified relative, Did Jared Kushner got $2 billion after he left the White House from the Saudis? No.
This is a hard one. I'm going to have to think about it.
I know. We'll mull on that for
I mean, and that's and those are people that a lot of individuals have never heard of either. Like, or no, very, when we talk about like despots, dictators, things like that, we're talking Putin, we're talking Xi, we're talking all these people over the world, and that's a whole other crop of individuals she brought up.
Of autocrats
who are doing exactly what the other guys are doing and exactly what Donald Trump wants to do because he loves these guys.
He does.
He thinks they're great leaders.
Yes, he
does.
They're
good people.
They're very good people. They're strong.
They're the best.
They're very strong.
Very strong.
Strongly strong.
Yep. And he'll be a dictator on day one, and he won't let go of it.
He's not going to leave. I'm sorry. He's just not going to leave. Sue from Franklin pointing out Anna is also a Republican, but she is putting country over party, which I think, again, is such a strong message.
Yes.
And one that we need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
We don't exactly have enough time, I don't think, to play one more clip. We have many, many, many clips, including our very own Governor Evers, and we love him.
Yeah, get off his back.
Seriously, folks, everybody has a little off night.
I have him all the time. I have him on the air all the time.
It was not the worst thing in the world. We'll get to that. And don't forget as well, we have special coverage Civic Media every night from 6 to 7 p.m. across the network, anchored by Terry Bell. Commentary from Maggie Dawn, Todd Alba, Earl Ingram, and many, many other guests live from the United Center. That is tonight from 6 to 7 p.m. News is coming up next. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
Is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he plans to investigate any future false elector schemes. The Justice Department has charged three people for the 2020 Republican false elector scheme. Call tells WisPolitics that anyone in Wisconsin who tries that again will be held accountable. Republican candidate for Vice President J.D. Vance picked up an endorsement yesterday near the site of rioting in Kenosha 4 years ago. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
Vance used that space to talk about crime and safety.
We're going to support the death penalty for drug dealers because they kill far more people than some of the most violent and vicious criminals.
The Kenosha Police Union endorsed Vance just a few days after the Milwaukee Police Union did the same. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLCX 1490 The Eagle, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The fate of a community pool is in question once again. A month and a half after moving funding into this year's budget, the city council decided to once again pull funding for repairing the Northside Community Pool in La Crosse and move it to 2526. In July, after months of public comment urging the council and its committees to put up the $900,000 needed for repairs, the city did make room for the pool in the budget, but the city's Parks and Rec director cited declining use of the pool as the reason for the decision. The first of three counties made the vote to decommission nearly two dozen dams across the Coulee region after massive flooding damaged them 6 years ago. Vernon County voted to take the dams offline. In 2018, rain caused five of the 23 grass-covered dams in La Crosse, Monroe, and Vernon counties to fail, leading to flooding. The Natural Resources Conservation Service said all 23 dams, which were put in 60 to 70 years ago, are at risk of failure. La Crosse and Monroe counties will take the same vote in the coming weeks.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You can track the trajectory for my addiction if you gauge my weight from season to season. Those are the words of Matthew Perry from his book, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. Perry says when he was carrying weight, he was drinking, and when he was skinny, it was pills. And when he had a goatee, it was lots of pills. According to the New York Post, series producers Marta Kaufman and David Crane spoke to the Times of London about their process when they learned of Perry's addiction to drugs and alcohol. Crane said they asked Perry if he wanted to leave the show to deal with his substance issues, to which Perry replied, "No, this is really important to me." Perry said in his book that he estimates he spent roughly $9 million in an attempt to become sober. The late star also said that season 9 of Friends was the only season of the show he was fully sober for. Perry was found dead in his hot tub in October 23 from a ketamine overdose. His live-in assistant has recently been charged, along with four others, in connection to Perry's death. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Super sunny today with comfortable high temperatures smacking the mid-70s. As we stay clear tonight with light winds, we fall crisp. But we warm a little bit more with high temperatures tomorrow cranked up to the upper 70s. Enjoy the beautiful weather. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, Todd Albaugh here. Join us next time as we continue our coverage live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Trigvi Olsen, the Lincoln Project, is here along with Bill McCutcheon. We'll break it on down for you. Join us.
Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator, On the Board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. This chair is much bouncier than I realized. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Dr. Laura Hanks will be here next hour at this time for a public service announcement. If you have a question for the doctor, you can always email it in at janesays@civicmedia.us, JaneSays, janesays@civicmedia.us. Lots of people have been sending in their pictures if they were at Fiserv Forum last night in downtown Milwaukee. Love to hear from you if you were there, if you were at the DNC, even better. 855-752-4842. Share your photos from there. Jean from Eau Claire is joining us. Good morning, Jean. Thanks so much for calling in. What's up?
Well, thank you for your show. You guys do an outstanding job. I love listening to you, and your callers are outstanding, and I just enjoyed it. I'm going to be 70 in January, and I never seen anything like it in my life. I watch every year, or, you know, every election, and I mean, this was just unbelievable, and it was wonderful to see the positivity and the strength and the time of healing of all the people who have been verbally and some physical with the pandemic abuse that has gone on to all the people in America. We have watched the crimes, the abuses, and have not been able to do anything about it. It was fantastic to see young, old, ancient like myself, all together, all colors, and it was a beautiful thing. And I believe that people are ready to fight back in the abuse of women, unbelievable, and to see women united. You know, people can say, oh, the Kenosha Police Department supports the criminal. It shows us we need to do some changes in the way we hire police. But, you know, this is so amazing to me that I mean, I was, like, in awe, and I had tears coming down, and just it was a beautiful thing. So thank you guys for all work you do, and I agree with Tom, L.A. Tom, 100%. We got to get that money out of there. I've never seen so much money running our government with our SCOTUS and all the things going on. So we got a lot of work to do, but yep, we got a lot of help. And everybody working together, we can change America for the better. So thank you, guys, and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, Jean. Really, really appreciate that. And you're right. It was just so energizing to see all of these people from different walks of life all coming together. Mm-hmm. And I watched the roll call. I have never watched a roll call before, and it was fun. It was really fun.
Yeah, yeah, they made it fun. I
guess one of the things that I wanted to mention, too, you can tell a new generation is getting involved just by the way this is being handled. Mm-hmm.
And what's wonderful is that the older generation are coming along for the ride.
Yep.
That's what you need to do. You need to, you know, let the younger people have some say. And take their ideas and let, because they know.
Well, if you want them to be engaged.
Yeah.
If you want them to be a voter, baby, because everybody should be a voter.
Be cool.
Why do I want to do this? What is going to happen if I do this?
Mm-hmm.
And I think for leadership and things like that, and in any party, people don't want to give up their spot where they've been for a long, long time.
Which
I can understand that too.
Understand that as well, but there's a big problem with the youth vote, and one of their big, I don't want to say gripes or issues, concerns, because it's valid, is how is this going to affect me?
Right.
I still can't buy a house. I still have student loans. I still can't, like, they see this uphill battle of trying to live an American dream, and do you want to go with the party that's just telling you, hey, do what we do. It's the same. It's great. America. Woohoo. Or do you want to go with a group that listens to you and wants you to take the reins eventually?
Exactly. And be involved. And by the way, Gene, you are not the oldest person. There was a woman at Fiserv Forum yesterday. She's 105.
And Gene, I don't even want to go anywhere now.
Ruth McNeely is 105. She was there with her daughter, Tracy. She said she remembers, her daughter says she remembers when she couldn't vote. Imagine the time that she lived in and seeing a black president and a black woman president, that is fantastic.
Wow. That's...
it's hopeful.
Yes.
And I don't want to step on that, but I do want to point out we still got a couple months.
Oh, no.
This isn't done. We can't laud ourselves and go, well, now that's done. Rallies don't vote.
No. Yard signs don't vote. No. Rallies don't vote. No. Hats don't vote.
No.
And what's great is also at the DNC, everyone makes a point of saying that this is not over. We're not ahead. This is a tight race.
Underdogs.
Look how hard they had to work in the past 6 weeks to make it a, basically like a tie with some energy momentum towards Kamala Harris. There's a lot of work that needs to go into this. And it's going out there, talking to your friends, making a plan to vote. Go to myvote.wi.gov. Find out where your polling place is. Find out what's on your ballot. Find out if you are registered.
Yes.
If you are not, register now.
Yep.
You
do
can do that by going to myvote.wi.gov, and you can take care of that because it's important to make a plan. It's important to tell people, and it's important to vote.
Every vote counts.
Every
single one.
I don't care what anyone says. Your vote counts.
Yes,
your
does.
Vote counts.
Mike from West Bend is on the line. Good morning, Mike. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I don't want to cast a wet blanket on this based on being a Democrat. And I thought Obama's speech was just outstanding. But I think what a lot of people are missing is that right now in this country, and I talked to my wife, and the hate for the American Jew is so bad, and nobody denounces it. And if you reach out to a Jewish family, I can assure you that they're very, very scared.
I mean, anti-Semitism is something that we take very seriously.
Absolutely.
And I'm not telling you at all that that's not true, that it's not an issue to talk about. But
Mike, are you kind of implying that the Democrats are anti-Semitic?
I think they've shown themselves to be. Oh, of course, I don't believe everybody is, but I believe that it's scary when you see the allowance, or they don't seem to raise a flag or. I was disappointed in Chuck Schumer. I mean, it's almost like you can see that there's so much hate and on the streets, and it's sad.
Well,
and I think it's going to get worse. And
thank you, Mike. I appreciate you checking in. There is a lot of hate on the street.
Absolutely.
There's no question.
Yeah. I mean, and we still have two more days of the DNC. So we don't know what people are going to be talking about in the next 2 days. I'm sure anti-Semitism will come up. Jewish heritage will come up. I'd like to think so, because they, you know, it's the party of inclusion, and I would imagine they would have representatives if they haven't already. But I mean, no, Mike, I don't disagree with you
at all.
I guess I would have some more clarification as far as like, was there something specific you saw at the DNC that really tripped you up on that? And of course, feelings are valid. And if you are Jewish, I am not, so I don't know.
Right.
And I'm not going to pretend to know. Calvin?
Well, obviously, I will agree with Greg that I'm not Jewish, so I can't speak on genuine feelings that they're feeling. But, I mean, Jewish Americans vote Democrat in the highest percentage of any minority other than Black Americans. I think there are bad actors in the Palestinian protests that are anti-Semitic and spreading that message, and it's not good. But I think it really stems from the violence that's happening. And if the violence ended, I think the outward anti-Semitism would disappear.
Yeah, it would go underground a little bit more.
And not to make this into a Palestine versus Israel discussion, but I think there are so many voices having this conversation that it's very easy to get, not confused, but cross-wired on who's saying what and what does it mean. You know, people who, you know, like, oh, if you believe in Palestine, you are pro-Hamas. Well, that's not true at all. If you are pro-Israel, you're pro-the government. That might not be true as well. it's about clarification and ultimately like people living in peace and freedom. And that's what we do here. That's what we want here. So Mike, thank you for calling. It's, yeah, that's a heavy duty issue. And we understand that it does need to be talked about. And we hope that, you know, someone does discuss it this week. And if not, we take the message out further.
Absolutely. We have time to play a couple of clips, two of the great speeches from last night at the DNC. Michelle Obama, play clip number one, please, Calvin. Michelle Obama from last night.
She understands that most of us will never be afforded the grace of failing forward. We will never benefit from the affirmative action of generational wealth. If we bankrupt a business or choke in a crisis, we don't get a second, third, or fourth chance. If things don't go our way, we don't have the luxury of whining or cheating others to get further ahead. No. We don't get to change the rules so we always win. If we see a mountain in front of us, we don't expect there to be an escalator waiting to take us to the top. No. We put our heads down. We get to work. In America, we do something.
Michelle Obama from the DNC last night in Chicago. Such a good speech.
That was a sign of great speech writing as far as when she said the affirmative action of generational wealth, she stopped talking. She didn't start to talk and then get silenced by an ovation. She paused because she knew there was going to be ovation. Then she tried to talk and it was still going on. The affirmative action of generational wealth is one of the most mind-blowing statements I've ever heard in my life because I've never thought of it from that point of view and I will never forget it.
Well, and you won't be able to because Melania Trump's going to steal it the next time she has to use a speech. So let's play meow. Let's play.
Jane, I'm allergic to cats.
Okay, let's play. Michelle Obama, Calvin, clip number two from last night at the DNC.
Who's going to tell him that the job he's currently seeking might just be one of those black jobs?
Oh, the Obama snark is here.
Oh, yeah. It was good. And then, of course, Barack Obama, former President Barack Obama, came out to speak after her and even was self-deprecating in that, yeah, I'm the only one dumb enough to speak after Michelle Obama because that was such a good speech.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
I also think it's important. I think it's important to remember former presidents are speaking at this week's event. George W. Bush. Was he at the RNC?
No.
Did he have a speaking role at the RNC?
I don't think he's gone to the RNC in a while. He didn't go to 2016. I don't believe so. And, of course, 2020 was COVID, so.
I think it's interesting.
Wait, he's speaking at the
no. But I think it's interesting the lack of Republicans.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Who were at the RNC.
Yes.
Who were, you know, the Paul Ryans and the Mitt Romneys. And all those guys, no, they're all gone. Now it's Marjorie Taylor, Howler Monkey Green, and Matt Gaetz and Bobo.
Yeah.
We're going to come back.
That's the new generation.
And jump around a little bit. Listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mach and the Calvinator on the board coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are talking about night number two from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. And of course, there was the companion rally going on in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum when Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz came out. The crowd went wild.
Yeah, I saw the video.
It was great.
It was crazy pants.
And Barack Obama, former President Barack Obama, also spoke. He was in Chicago. Calvin, let's play that clip from the former president.
The people who will decide this election are asking a very simple question. Who will fight for me? Who's thinking about my future, about my children's future, about our future together? One thing is for certain, Donald Trump is not losing sleep over that question. Here's a 78-year-old billionaire who has not stopped whining about his problems since he rode down his golden escalator 9 years ago. It has been a constant stream of gripes and grievances that's actually been getting worse now that he's afraid of losing to Kamala. There's the childish nicknames, the crazy conspiracy theories, this weird obsession with crowd sizes.
It was a great, great speech.
Yeah.
He is a wonderful orator. They all were. Mm-hmm. I just thought everybody last night was fantastic.
They brought the A game, and this is what it was for. I mean, that's how, you know, they know how to set it up. And
they know how to do this.
And their writers are top-notch, and they inspire hope, and they inspire joy, and they inspire, I'm going to keep saying joy. I don't care if you, they inspire all the good things and excitement and that wanting and that need to fight, as something I said before, because Michelle Obama mentioned it during her speeches. This is not over. The arenas are great and the crowds are great.
That's all fabulous. They don't crowd that rallies don't vote.
Nope. People at the rallies vote. Yes. So you make sure you vote, but this is by no means locked up in any way, shape, or form.
At
because
all.
A lot of things can be said, a lot of things can be done. Just, yeah, let's stick to the plan, folks.
Yep,
stick absolutely. To the plan.
Stick to the plan is right. The roll call. It was spectacular. I watched the roll call. I've never done that in my entire life. I used to think there couldn't possibly be anything more boring than having them read off the states and the delegates, but they had special music. It was a production.
Yeah.
It took an hour, but it was a production. Our beloved Governor Tony Evers. Finally get to the W's. We're finally at the W's because I watched the whole thing.
Yep.
It was also a very kind of a geographical quiz for me. Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, I forgot about New Hampshire.
And then also it's like Idaho and 10 people.
Then they were so proud.
Yeah.
Idaho proudly pledges our 10 delegates to Kamala Harris.
New York is pledging. Okay. California. Idaho is here.
Yeah. Idaho in the house.
Yeah.
Idaho in the house. Here is Tony Evers. When we finally got to the W's during last night's roll call at the DNC, Kelvin.
I'm here because I'm jazz as hell to announce that Wisconsin passed one vote present and 94 votes were for, who are we at? Got me going here. Former Wisconsinite, former state, oh my God.
We love you, Tony.
We love you, Tony. It's all right. Regroup, regroup.
Listen to Ben Wickler just being the cheerleader.
Four. I'll get there, Jason. I'll get there.
Jason Ray's up on
stage. 94 votes for former Wisconsinite, vice president, and our next president of the United States of America, Kamala Harris.
Well done. You did it.
I couldn't have done it.
Well done. That's a lot of pressure.
That's a lot of pressure.
It really is. There's a lot of eyes on you.
Yeah.
And I think when they interrupted him by cheering him, that threw him off even more.
He was trying to be on the paper. And
he lost his place.
And I get that. So,
it happens.
Yeah, Kelvin?
I sympathize with him. I would have done the same thing. I think he could have committed a little more to using the paper. I think that's why he was getting lost. It seemed like he was trying to do his politician, engage with the audience, which I appreciate. But yeah, he definitely lost his place on the paper.
Well, he has never been known for his inspiring oration.
I mean,
he's a fine speaker, but he's not necessarily the most dynamic speaker I think anyone has ever heard. I think he governs great.
Yeah.
That just isn't his thing.
But, you know, I believe it was Channel 6 got, after he was leaving, they asked him about that in a way that, I don't want to say it was pointed, but like, hey, what happened here? Calvin, can you play that next clip?
Governor Evers. Jason with Fox 6, how are you doing today? What happened out there? You had a couple stumbles. Everything okay?
I was jazzed.
Are you feeling okay? Or?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling
Shut
okay.
up.
Yes.
I was jazzed.
Yes, I'm fine, young person. Thank you for asking.
Are you okay? It's the way he said. And now people are like, oh, my God.
Is he cognitively declining?
He's cognitively declining.
I think he's fine.
He's great. He had a moment. I dare any of you to stand on that stage with that many people watching and do the same thing. Y'all would screw up. I would too. And I get paid to do that on stage.
He was jazzed, folks.
Jazzed.
Embrace the jazzed.
I'll embrace the jazzed.
It's
about the moments that aren't being played.
We have news coming up next. When we return, we're going to take a little closer look at Pfizer Forum and the party that was going on in downtown Milwaukee yesterday with Vice President Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. That is on the way right after the news. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Pat Kreitlow. Thursday morning from Chicago, we'll preview the big night for Kamala Harris as the vice president accepts the presidential nomination at the Democratic convention.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.